Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
So this morning I'm going to speak to you about mobilizing servants for the vision. Mobilizing servants for the vision. Let's read a text and we'll take our seat. Colossians chapter 3, verse 22. Colossians 3:22. It says that servants obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleases, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. Praise the Lord. Please kindly take your seat. The text we have just read addresses servants. In the first service, I made mention of the fact that if you are a Christian, at least you are in three categories of relationship with the Lord. First category is that you are a son or a daughter. That's when you become born again. As many as received him, he gave them power to become sons of God. Praise the Lord. The Bible also says that we are also espoused to Christ. So Jesus is the bridegroom of the church, and the church is the bride. And so we are in a marital relationship with the Lord. So we are in a love relationship with the Lord. And out of that, we have the affection to have a relationship with the Lord based on love. You know, because he has redeemed us and he's married us. Then there is also a third relationship, which is the relationship we have with him as a master-servant relationship. Jesus makes us understand that we are his disciples. We are people who are serving with him and under him. And so Paul talks about the fact that we are servants. He actually makes us even understand the depth of our servanthood. That we are not just civil servants. We are not regular servant, but we are bond servant. The kind of relationship that makes you not just feel, but know that the one you are serving owns you entirely. And that you should not have a mind of your own or a life of your own. So he talks about the fact that to live is da-da-da-da, to die is da-da-da-da-da. And he says that I am here and my life is being poured out. I am here to serve my life on the cause of Christ because I am not my own. I am owned entirely or perfectly by the Lord. And so we have a master-servant relationship, and that brings us to a place of submission where we have to work for the kingdom. Praise the Lord. And so until you embrace all these aspects of relationship that you have with the Lord, you may be a son or, you know, in a love relationship with the Lord, and then a very important aspect of that relationship will be suffering. And we don't want any part of the relationship to suffer. And so we are talking about the third leg of that relationship, which is every Christian that has been called has also been what? Sent. Jesus sent them when he was departing the earth. He said in the book of Mark, he said, I send you as sheep in the midst of wolves. I want you to go to all parts of the world and preach the gospel unto all creatures. And those that receive the gospel and receive me, they shall not be condemned. They shall receive eternal life. And so we have been sent. We are servants. And there are different privileges, rights, and blessings for all these three relationship categories that we have. If you are here, say, I am here. I think that over the years, we have dwelt so much on the fact that we are sons and daughters. And then the church is also the bride of Christ. Is that not so? And so as a result of that, you see, the first two are what I call domesticated life. So you are a son, you know the fatherhood of God is a status, it's your identity in Christ. And then as a spouse, you have that relationship with the Lord where the Lord is taking care of you. In fact, he wants to come back for a perfect church that is without wrinkle, that is without spot. And he says that because he's our bridegroom, he's going to continue to love us even when we are not lovable. Are you here with me at all? But there are very serious conditionalities when you appear in the realm of servanthood. The realm of servanthood is the business end of our kingdom relationship with the Lord. Because for the kingdom of God to be expanded, it doesn't take sons and daughters. It doesn't take wives or spouses. It takes these people functioning as servants for the kingdom to expand. Because that is the business end of our relationship or our redemptive package with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so there is kingdom work to do. And in doing it, the Lord wants us to remind ourselves that we are not only sons and spouses to him, but we are also servants. And there are two things that we need to bother ourselves with, which I shared with the first one, the mission, which is the purpose. You know, sometimes people say that they come to me and say, Pastor, I don't know my purpose. I want to know my purpose. You know, there are two words we throw around, mission and vision. So mission is purpose, which is the what, okay? And then we have vision, which is project-based, which is the how to achieve the what. And so when you have a mission, you now need a vision of how you are going to step-by-step strategies that you are going to use in achieving the ultimate goal of the mission. And so for any organization or any vision to be successful, remember the scripture says that where there is no vision, the people perish. This church is 11 years. The church, and regardless the anointing in the church, will not succeed if we lack the vision for the mission that God has given us. And I told the first service church that the Bible says that we are all members of one body, but we don't have the same functions. So the leg doesn't function the same way as the eyes. Are we together? Sure we are together? Great. So there are churches that are prophetic churches. There are churches that are deliverance churches. There are churches, different kinds of, you know, members of the body. I believe that the Bible says that it is for the perfection of the saint. Our church, we function more as a missionary church. We are building a local church, a global church that is a denomination that is interested in nurturing and discipling people for the work of the ministry. And that's why when you come here, you see that we are strong on training, strong on culture, structure, systems. Are you here with me at all? So even though we have different sets of anointings here, when we are doing the prophetic, you really see that we are doing the prophetic. Is that not so? When we are praying, some ministries call themselves prayer ministries. So we, even though God has given us capabilities in these different areas, we have to understand the kind of ministry God has called us to be, and that we are more of a missionary ministry or church than a prayer ministry, than a prophetic ministry, than a deliverance ministry. Even though if you have a deliverance issue, there is capacity here to deal with it. If you need to encounter the prophetic, I'm sure that many of you are here, you encountered a real prophetic when you came here. But that is not our emphasis. Our emphasis is that Christ said, go to all the world, preach the gospel, disciple the nations. We want to spread the gospel and extend the frontiers of the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Through innovative ways of winning souls and bringing church growth. So we are one of those churches that will not allow beer bars to be more than churches. We are one of those churches that's interested in opening branches and winning souls within communities. We are not one of those churches. It is some people's ministry to exalt maybe the prophetic ministry because the grace is there, or the deliverance because the capacity or the capability to do deliverance. So everything is seen in that light. But we are blessed that God has given us streams, that a river that has broken into multiple streams here. And when it's watered the garden, we have to now find the focus of what he has called us to do in the body of Christ, and that is to be a missionary church. So in a short while, the church is going to be in Nigeria, the church is going to be in Togo, church is going to be, already we have cells in America, but a church is going to be in America, church will be in the UK. Are you here with me at all? Already there's a church in Finland, the church is in Kumasi, it's in Takrade. So we are not going to be an indoor church. Are going to be an outdoor church, a church that is a going church, because Jesus said go ye. So after the weighty, the next level is what? Go ye. That vision has to be clear to all of us. So with that said, you understand that one person does not have the capacity, even though one person may be given the mandate, one person has not been designed with the capacity to bring the vision to pass in its entirety. So God will call one man, as I'm privileged to be given the vision, but for that vision to become a success, God will now bring disciples around Jesus. There is a need for the mobilization of servants. What kind of people? And when we all come to church, you become born again as a child, as a son. Hello? Then we have a relationship as, you know, we have a marital commitment relationship. Even, not just between Christ and his church, but also between the shepherd and the sheep. To take care of you as a sheep. Not just as a son and a daughter. Paul said that in Christ I have begotten you. As a son and a daughter. But you are not just as a son and a daughter. The pastor is also pastoral. And it's pastoral because there are sheep to guide. There are sheep to nurture, to groom. Question is, what is this nurturing meant to do? What is this nurturing? What is the end product of this nurturing? Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 11 says that the giftings have been given. Some are called to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. We are shepherds at the end of the day. Regardless of the calling you have, you are a shepherd. You are what? Do you know why it is so? Because in Jeremiah it says that I will give you shepherds. It didn't say I'll give you prophets or evangelists or apostles or teachers or pastors after my own heart. It said I will give you shepherd. That's why when someone is young and has a calling, they call the person pastor. Basically, regardless of whatever your uniqueness is, you are a shepherd of the flock of Christ. Are you here with me at all? And so he said, I will give you shepherds after my own heart. So if you are a teacher, you are a shepherd. If you are a prophet, you are a shepherd. And he says that in that basket, our core functionality is verse 12. That we have been called for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, perfecting of the saints is for you to know Christ and know who you are in Christ. That I'm a child of Jesus Christ, I am a partaker of his divine nature. As he is in heaven, so am I on earth. I am not born of blood, neither of flesh, John chapter 1, nor of the will of man, but I am born of the will of God. And that as many as received him, he gave them the power to become so. The perfection of the saint is that I am a child of God, but I need to know really my identity in Christ. And I also need to know the fatherhood of Christ over my soul. That is why your pastor is not your primary covering. Jesus is your primary covering. Are you here with me at all? And it is when you come to that full knowledge of perfecting who Christ has made you, that is when you begin to function properly as a child of God who has a relationship that is not confusing to you, a relationship that is not ambiguous to you. Your identity is not misconstrued. You are not confused about who you are and what you are and where you are going. If you die today, you are perfected in your mind that as long as I have Christ, heaven is my destination. If you are here, say I'm here. Then when you have now clarified who you are in Christ and who Christ is in you. The Bible said, we are in him and he is in us. When you see that amalgamation of who you are in him and he in you. Paul said, I live and move. And have that. You have to be able to define who you are in Christ. When that is done, he said, your next level of nurturing is for the work of the ministry. Hello? It's for the what? Work of the ministry. You are nurtured to work for the Lord. And you don't work for the Lord with a mind of just being a son or a spouse. You work for the Lord with a mind of being what? A servant. And a servant is another level. A real servant is not emotional about many things that a wife or a husband or a son or a daughter will be emotional about. He's not in bed with you. It's not an affection matter. Even though there is some form of affection somewhere, but we don't describe or express that affection between a master and a servant the same way we express it among spouse or between a parent and the children. Are you here with me at all? It's a different emotional expression. If you don't understand the work of the ministry, you will muffle everything up. That's why you are here. Somebody presses you small. Because you are in a son and a daughter mode. You are in a spousal mode. You feel very offended. But when you are in a servant master mode, your emotional setup is different. Hello? It's different. It's a different emotional. That's why some people cannot work with their parent. Some men cannot work with their wives in the office. Especially if the wife is a boss. So why did you talk to me like that? But it's a management meeting. We are not marrying there. Do you understand what I'm talking about? He said, you talk to me anyhow, and you come home and then... She's come and she's cooked and she's just serving as a wife. Then you are coming with Mountain King Kilimanjaro on your chest. You didn't talk to me well at the management meeting, at the office. The office is not where we make vows. Marital vows. I love you, good or in bad. No. Office there, we are capitalists though. Are you here with me at all? When we are working, there are rules in the market. It's a different kind of relationship. Some wives will not give sex to their husband because they are working in the office and the husband didn't speak well. Meanwhile, he spoke across board. You wanted him to remove you from the... That's how you shut the door. 2 weeks. Business cannot grow like that. Meanwhile, the other people who are not in any kind of that kind of relationship with him, when they left the management meeting, away, the work was right before them. Where are the deliverables? What are the deadlines? What are we at? Are you here with me at all? Now, if the vision will grow and will become as God wants it, you have to be somebody who can be mobilized as a servant. And you can be in the house for a very long time and we may never be able to use you for business. A good son and a daughter is not always a qualification for business. Not all spouses can be included in a business. Question is, now that you have been here for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, some of you 1 year, are you good for mobilization as a servant? It's a simple question we should be asking. He said, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Are you here with me? For the work of the ministry, that's that the body of Christ needs workers in the ministry for it to be built up. And so we are not just building you here to receive salvation and go to heaven. If that was so, the day you got saved was the day God should have killed you to transport you to heaven. Because if eternity, the destination of eternity is all he wanted to do in saving you, when he saves you now from the hand of the devil, now off you go, so the devil doesn't come and steal you again. Is that not so? But because he has much more than that on earth to be done, he's kept you here. And he's committed into our hands. The Bible says that he has made us the custodians of his divine mysteries. He has also made us ambassadors for Christ. Not of Christ. For. Read the scripture well. Now that you are ambassadors for Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:20. For Christ. Even if it were off, it would have been dangerous enough. But to bring it for. That one is not just a representation. That you are the signature. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ, be ye reconciled to God. Ambassadors for Christ. So, clearly, we are here to do the work of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, the pastor's work is to nurture you for the work of the ministry. Here, we teach on marriage. The takeoff, we'll do morning sessions. We'll teach on law. Hello? Yeah, we'll teach on be a law-abiding citizen. We'll teach on business in the morning. And we'll teach on ministry also. Because we don't eat spirit. This earth has its own transactional principles. Are you here with me at all? Yeah. You see, I've been a fainting when he fainted. They shee him in Sia and then he came alive. When he came alive, they were saying, "One final hospital, one final hospital, blah, 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 blah." And then somebody said, "No, they should do mashke. Should do mashke and then put milk inside. The milk is good." And then they said, "Listen to what that guy is saying.
ọnọ kanya mi na dwe o puto doko na wan family kan gum o moncho.
I used to have a cousin, he came from Liberia. Because of the war, he was shot. When he healed, he learned different coping strategies. One of the coping strategies is that he could just lie down and not breathe. You would think he's dead, but he's alive 100%. He's breathing, but he's not breathing through the nose. He's not breathing through the mouth. He's breathing through somewhere. Very dangerous guy. So when he came, the mother was aware of it, but we were not aware. And when they came from Liberia, from the war, they came to live with us. One small time now, then he will collapse. Then my mother will be running helter-skelter, but the mother there, he wouldn't be bothered. Cry. I don't know that she knew. Then when they did, they will give him food, he will eat. He will collapse, they will give him food, he will eat. No, he is very healthy.
What do you think? Am I preaching?
There are some people here, they are breathing through some places. It doesn't look like you are fit enough for the work. But you are very fit. You have just learned skill, style. That makes us exclude you and you lie to yourself. But the way you operate in the church, you are so intelligent with the wisdom of the serpent. You know when to show up and when to disappear. Without anyone killing you, touching you like the serpent. Sometimes by the time we know you have given us your exfoliated skin. Yeah, we see signs that you were around, but we don't see you. You appear in season and disappear. You are like a shadow.
I read a book, he said it's called Coquetry. Coquette. It's like this. When you are approaching it, it will be going back, a shadow. When you are going back now, it will be coming to you like that. Some of you are like that. When we are drawing closer to you, you'll be going back. You are like a Casanova
who knows how to win the heart of a woman, but has no intentions of marrying or committing to that person. So the girl will be so hooked on to him, and then the girl will now start thinking, some of the guys, Casanova will reset your thinking. So you are there, then when you call him, he doesn't pick. Then the girl is all worked out, and the girl will show up. As the girl shows up, he will now be doing one or two, and then instead of like, fire. Then you think that you people have reconciled. When you say, wait, you go. Wait, you go. You understand? You will think that, we have sorted out everything, we are talking, everything is fine, you know, and then you engage, and then he will start misbehaving again. Now, after a while, the girl says, this relationship is not good for me. I need to get out. So, and you see that some of the girls, they are very invested. So, she will cry, fight herself, and try and win herself. Just at the moment when she's stepping out emotionally of the relationship, the boy will not show up with flowers. Just shows you how he loves you. Just blah, blah, blah. So then you start melting again. He makes you second guess yourself. Like that. So anytime you want to pull out, he shows up.
Anytime you show up, not to chin who I saw tampia una chasing a tampia.
It's called coquetry. Some of you are like that. You are coquette. Devin say adentric from my dictionary. Dangerous. So you can be in church and be like that. When we are dancing, you day inside. But when we want to do serious kingdom business, you see that you have work to do somewhere. Yeah, you are Kate, you have a date at the gate. Meeting some said, and when we said, they said, but we have to marry. I say, is the pastor not married? But it's for the work of the ministry. It's for what? Any ministry that cannot mobilize servants for the vision is going nowhere. Doesn't matter how many years. A ministry that is less than 5 years will do more and will be more successful if there are willing and able servants around the vision pushing in one direction. The scripture we read in Ephesus, it says that servants should serve their masters. Colossians 3:22. It says that if you are a servant, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. There are masters according to the flesh. It's telling you that God's work has got tiers of leadership. So when he gives you a master according to the flesh, one of those masters according to the flesh is a pastor. Another is a husband. Another is a mother. If you are a child, are you here with me at all? A boss at work. Because all authority is established by God. So he says that your masters in the flesh, people that you serve under, avail yourself and obey them in all things. You want me to call in all good things in the Lord, obey them. The last time I was telling you about obedience, for me, Bible says all scripture is profitable. It's the inspiration of God. They are inspired by God, and they are profitable for reproof, for correction. It didn't say for corrections, it said for correction. That means that you are very disobedient if you have to be corrected for one thing twice. Disobedience is being corrected for. They say sit here. It's a correction because you are sitting there. It's a correction. The scripture said correction. That we don't have time. The harvest is plenty. The laborers are few. We don't have time correcting you over and over. Correcting you over and over. When you are about to sing, make sure that your battery is on. Your mic is ready. Don't concentrate. Come for that. We can't correct you for one wrong thing twice. It's a sign that you are not obedient. They say, if there is something in the fridge, don't touch it. If you want it, ask permission. Don't eat it and say sorry. The first time, no problem. The second time, we know you are very disobedient. He said, obey them in the flesh, not with eye service. not as men pleases. I didn't say they, not knowing all these words are from the Bible. Eye service, men pleases. But in singleness of heart, fearing God. That means that the thing that you are doing in the house of the Lord, the driving force must be your fear and reverence for God. Number two, that you must be in sync. Your heart must be in the matter. You must be in sync with the vision of the house. In singleness of heart, that is, You are seeing it the same way the pastor is seeing it. You are seeing it the same way the person they say is committed is seeing it. Because we are seeing the same vision. It was written down. We have all read it and we are running in one direction. 11 years is not for hooray.
Hey,
you know, there are people celebrating their birthdays. There's no value to it. You are just accumulating years without relevance. The true celebration of an anniversary is the fact that there is a mission and we had a vision and we have accomplished something. It's not a cosmetic celebration. What is there to show? In Matthew, he says that, I think 25, 21, he said that when you come, there will be welcome. Thou, and to us, as for the welcome, dear, you will surely be welcome. Whether welcome to heaven or welcome to hell, or you are welcome. But when you are welcome, we want to hear well done. And sometimes the well done is not a positive well done. Sometimes when you mess up well, they say, well done. For messing up. Aiko. Well done. Thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Please, whatever you have been given to do here on earth is not much. Stop lying to yourself. Few things, very few. Pastoring this church is a very few something. Don't be asking pastor, how do you do this? How do you go to school? How do you pastor? How do you marry? You are a father, you are a husband, you are that. It's few. It's what? I can't hear you. It's what? The mind must change. Tell somebody, change your mind. Please, your life, you don't have only one compartment. Your mind doesn't have what, there's left side of the brain, right side of the brain, different sides of the brain. The heart has right, left, right ventricle, left ventricle. Hey! Left, right, kidney, here, there, liver, here. Are you with me at all? The system, your human anatomy itself, it has to work together at the same time. Even when some rest, the others are working. You don't see, but it's so multitasking that, like lung and heart and liver, and they won't sleep. Everything is working together. Some are pumping, circulating blood. Others are turning the blood into oxygen. Whatever is going to the brain, blah, blah, blah. Nothing has time to wait for one side of your life to finish whatever is doing, sleep, then another side. That's why we are not waiting for you to finish your schooling before you marry and finish giving birth before you do ministry. Nothing has time for that. There is no time for that. Everything is working simultaneously, even if not concurrently. Now you are here, now it's time for marriage. When the Bible said there is time for everything, it did not say stop one and do the other. It's a matter of emphasis. So if somebody is schooling, they cannot marry. Are students not having sex? Leave me alone. Charlie, witches are sleeping and flying at the same time. When they were building the wall, one hand was building, one hand was fighting. No time. Servant. There is no time. If you cannot be mobilized, you are failing the body of Christ. You are not edifying. You are not refreshing, bringing life to God's business, and he's employed you. He's paying you and you are not working. Yeah, he's paid today. You have received your full payment of full life. Yeah, you are here. You are breathing free. Some people are on oxygen. They are just praying that they will live past that intubation that they have given them to move from away from the cylinder oxygen to breathing themselves. You and I. Some of you are running this morning. You are even praying the running will see. Somebody has done surgery. is just waiting to pass air. You are using machine to do dialysis. You, the running is to, yeah, funny, sir. Every day he loads us with benefit. I've not been able to touch the point, though. But it's like we are so grounded and so ineffective when it comes to the work of the ministry that we have become people who look to ourselves more than the work that we have been sent to do. Every time, even when people are praying, you will see the quality of their prayer based on not how they pray, but what they pray for. Myself, my children, my job, my this, my that, my that. Jesus said, when you stand praying, when you are given the opportunity to pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom. He said, after praising God, who is the source of your life and who gives you existence, the thing that your mind must go on to first is the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. He said, thy kingdom come. He says, if that kingdom comes, his will is done on earth. Now, when the will is done and the kingdom is here, there is an economy for that kingdom. The kingdom can take care of its people. You will now say that, give us our daily bread. You have not established, prayed, or done any work for the establishment of his kingdom and his will here. But you are asking for what the kingdom and his will can give you. What a person. Yesterday we went for a funeral for one of our sisters who has gone to be with the Lord. The tribute were unanimous, dedicated, committed. As a pastor to that person, Abiana wanje Christ, but so je Christ enuna miniho. But I've been preaching Christ. And I know she received Christ, but it's only God who can authenticate it. But a dream again, I'll bow a hand on. See, you do heaven. That's what J Christ. That's a buff will be cause a then them say buff will be. I want to have one at 19. Hey, sister, no. Oh, who cry? No, you know. Oh, to me, but no, to me, for actually, I don't conquer and one. What happened on no, we have so many excuses and Ramanda ye one of the characteristics of a good servant is that a servant will work. A servant will what? I want you to see whether so far you have attained to the level of a servant. Genesis 26, verse 15. Abraham had servants. They dug Abraham's wells. Look at that. For all the wells which his father's servant had digged, father's servant had what? In the days of Abraham, his father, Isaac, the successor, came. The Philistine has stopped them and filled them with. Please listen to the first service. Servants were the ones responsible for digging the wells. This ministry, pastors are not. The pastor is not the one responsible for digging the well. The pastor is responsible in casting the vision from God to you. Your job is to dig the hard field work. Is done by servants. Verse 19, look at Isaac's own servant. Verse 19, and Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of spring of what? Isaac's servant, they did what? They also dug. Verse 25, servants are still digging. And he builded an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there. Where the anointing was there. Regardless of the altar producing the anointing, and there And there Isaac's servant digged a well. That is to say that the fact that anointing is flowing does not mean stop work. Altar is working, but man must also be at work.
Jesus said there are 12 hours in a day, 12 hours in the night. But when we wake up in the day, work.
Verse 32.
And it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servant came and told him concerning the well which they had digged.
You see, they reopened the older wells of Abraham. They dug new ones, or the ones that were stopped there, and they dug new ones. They came and told him, and the wells which they had digged, and said unto him, we have found water. They were re-digging older wells and dug new ones. They corrected the error of yesterday and created their own result for today. Working.
Please, all of us here, please. You are not useful to God if you don't work. The blood has already made you useful in redemption. But you will be totally useless about the work of the ministry and the kingdom if you do not put in effort that will bring profitability to the kingdom of God. When the good man of the house returned, he said, are you? They gave some 5, some 2, some 1. You are an unprofitable servant. You don't say unprofitable son. Sons can blow things. It takes seven to build things. And God doesn't always want to see you as, if prodigal sons goes to blow, when he comes, father will still receive. Yeah. But for things to grow, didn't you hear that the firstborn was talking to servants? Servants grow things that sons blow. If you stay only in the sonship realm, you will be a blower for life. Because sons only use, they are users. Servants that produce. Your Christianity, you should not only be a son, a daughter, you should mature. You should what? Mature from the way you operate. You should know who you are and mature from just being a dadabi. DB to a servant. And you see that when Jesus was about to be crucified, he entered into a servant mood. Yeah, he said, not my will, your will be done. We are talking about master servant. He said, as I hear my father say, I say it. But when he was about to die, he said, unto you do I commit my soul. I don't own myself again. Now he told them, he said, to prepare you, I want you to know that the servant is not greater than the master. Don't look for good conditions before you do my work. The way you have seen them treat me. The Godhead, hello? My father, why have you? Because some level in your father said, why have thou forsaken me? Yeah, Jadi, Jadi, I was your father. If you always behave domestic, the kingdom will never extend beyond the borders. Joseph's people, his brothers, they were hating him. He was not fruitful until he stepped out, or they sold him out of the house. We are too much inward looking. Servanthood means working. Question is, for the time that you have been in this church, are you able to count your product? There are some things you do, you work, they are intrinsic. We may not be able to quantify.
But Jesus, and he was so wise that he gave us, he said, your words will be passed through fire and they will be burnt, and some, when they are burnt, they will turn into ashes. That means that they are fillable and touchable. He said, win souls, go. We should be able to count heads in the church. This one, see, the palm brought this one, that one, that one, that one, that one.
Some of you should go back. The prostitute you called 3 years ago before you came here. Hey, pro. It's time. It's time for Christ. You know, one time I went to preach in Nigeria. I was going to do an all night. And then my friend who came to pick me, we were driving late in the night after 12 midnight. And then we saw some girls. I said, what are they doing? They said, oh, they are night workers. Frio. So as we were going, we were talking. I said, ah. So we got to one, we passed. I said, stop the car. One young lady, I said, go back. We went and said, how much for the night? She quoted me. I said, enter the car. She entered, the AC was there. I gave her my jacket. I said, I'm booking you for the night. She thought we were going. We went straight to the all night. Straight. He said, why are you bringing me? I said, I'm not. And I paid her in the car. Straight. We are in church. And when they introduced me to come and preach, I said, I came with people. I mentioned a friend I came with. I mentioned her. I came with this one also. She's with me. By the time all night was over, my suit and her body everywhere was dust. Not knowing, sir. Oh, your deliverance case, crown, you know, kind of deliverance. Pay you, my man, hotel, and I'm done and I'm back. I'm kind of in a medium. A servant must work. Must what? You can't call yourself a servant. It's not in the head. A groaning from show work. Show what? Work. Show work. Must work. This church, I tell you, is one of the churches seated in the will of God. But it won't grow because it is in the will of God. It will grow because we are ready to work to grow it. And if we don't work, oh, turn your mouth, oh, shino, oh, boy, instrument, now, oh, drink, girl, huh? Then, we'll preach, and I will be in a quota, and I will be impressed, no. Oh, yeah, dear, no, man, thank you, and tell me, masuma, oh, be a crank, thank you. Wow. Did you see Jesus saying thank you to any of his disciples? I mean, we are ethical enough and human enough that when you do things and we can say thank you, but he said, as unto the Lord. You are not a man pleaser. So that if man does not say thank you, you are offended. Servants don't need thank you now. The laborer is worthy of his hire as long as that contractual, or when you are going for interview, you say that when I do well, you should say thank you. Is that what you people do? You say, well, I don't even care, I'm able to work with people under pressure, you know, even when they are adversarial. I have a entrunk one. I faith here. And then you might have 5 years grow, be a crank. Thank you. Neck our conditions of service. It's called entitlement. You become a child of God, and you get to a point, you become entitled. Even when you are not profitable. What do you look at the unprofitable servant? How he was throwing tantrums. And you see, one of the ways you know you are an unprofitable servant is that you have an anchor that we cannot explain. He looked at the man and said, "Are you? I know you were a very hard man. Hard. Wow. And you reap where you have not sown.
Entini awode ma amenu som juwade afa nyahwe. Offended, angry, discontented, restless, you know, justifying why people are evil and only you are righteous. Very hard, man.
Somebody is giving, anybody who wants you to serve is giving you an opportunity to be fruitful. I'm telling you, this church, you have to own a whole column. Sorry. Are you here? There are people who have left this church, but I can count their souls here. The person who brought Pastor Maria, she died recently. An immigration officer. She even left the church, but LP Maria stayed. Are you here? There are people brought people. The person who brought Paul's wife, Franca, person is no longer in the church. Well, see, Franca dead there. Where is your soul? Where your own day? We need to count. One, Nora, two, Antonia, three, Alfred. Want to count? Companies, don't they make profit analysis? Is it about what is in your heart? So, maybe I have the company at that. What, have you met your target? Elikem, stand up. Yeah, you met your company at heart. When you people are doing, how do you people call it? Your performance review. They measure company at heart. Kasiye dube kum. No company. What do you mean? A jumana yawa hanedi. Obey your masters in the flesh. I'm in the flesh. I can only count what is in the flesh. Uba we heza I'm counting say your faithfulness, your commitment. Niyawa wakume mudi amedi umi anyami. Rehearsal and we are committed. We are and only in the flesh who chop photo. And only in the flesh. I'm not the Holy Spirit. I won't claim to be one. But I want to see you cutting this camera. Cut it. Cut the camera. If God were to ask me right now how useful you are, I won't know what to say. For some people, I will not know what to say. Because I'm a master in the flesh. I cannot now go and pray, God reveal to me. Now, if what he should reveal to me is important, why did he even come to ask me in the first place? He already knows now. But look at what the Bible said. They said the people who have shepherdural duties over you, let them do it with joy. As people who are going to account of your soul before the Lord. The way you make me feel, or your leaders feel, in how you are functioning in the space, it's important though. Meanwhile, no, you are more than, I may say, some of you can pastor this church better than I'm pastoring right now. Because I know that God has blessed you. But how will you know that not knowing when they give you 5, you can even multiply it to 10? How will you even know that you have capacity to collect the one grad that didn't work and then grow it? How will you know if you don't start working? How will you know? How will you know you can love if you don't start loving? How will you know? How will you know? Sister, be no, see, you're breaking the heart. I say, Hey, your heart is working again. It's a sign. It's a sign that your heart can love again. Yeah, it's a sign. I'm a master in the flesh. I only deal with
symptoms and signs that are measurable. It's a sign. Hey, sir. Umpu aware ni odo. Obetumi afeme dia. And ye obi obebo de bra ye bia no. Ofina. Ebe ye mehwe be ma ne wi ha ma no. Ese ye koye ni kama kama bonse ma Jesus. Everybody, come on, raise your voice. Let me hear your voice. Yeah, as long as I am. Raise it, raise it, raise it. I am. Raise it. Sing it again.
Never be silent.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.